We welcome Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics back to Ozarks at Large. He's with us from his office in Fort Smith. Welcome, Michael.
Well, welcome. Sorry about that.
That's all right. We often spend time talking about controversial subjects, the vitriol of the public discourse. You sent me an email in the middle of this week and said, there's one thing I want to talk about this week that doesn't have anything to do with that. What is that?
Good people doing good things all around us. I hope this doesn't sound too maudlin or sentimental for your listeners, but we had a C-suite event Tuesday. It's where we recognize every year, what's the third year, I believe, for it. We recognize people in the business community who are essentially who go above and beyond, who stand out for various reasons. And as I was sitting there listening to these 10 people talk about what they do, I mean, they were stories of, you know, times that weren't so great. I mean, all of these people at some point, or maybe not all of them, but a clear majority of them struggled. You know, we see them successful now, but there were times it wasn't so easy. But, you know, they made a way to make it work. They hire people. They volunteer in their community. You just mentioned that Helen Walton Center. You've got a lot of volunteers making that thing happen, raising money for it. That's going to have an incredible impact. That's one of those things you cannot even begin to measure, the intangibles that will come out of that in terms of positives. But I was sitting watching this, Kyle, thinking, you know, Tilley, sometimes you get caught up too much in these folks at state and local and national governments. And you know, there are a lot of people doing a lot of good things every day around us. And I'm not saying they're all saints and they're all good people and they all make the right decisions, but they're all folks that are, for the most part, moving the needle forward. And I just sometimes think maybe we all need to stop and say, you know, yeah, what comes out of the White House is just freaking crazy, but you know, let's not just obsess on that. Let's remember that in our worlds, in the world around us, there's a lot of good things going on. So I just felt compelled to throw that out there.
I hate to be the dark lining to the silver cloud.
Look, I'm glad you are. That's usually my job.
I know we are. This is a Freaky Friday here because I'm usually the Pollyannish. But someone might hear this and say, yes, Michael Tilley, you're absolutely right. And you're not saying what I'm about to say, but you have to pay attention to legislation that alters the landscape for people.
Yeah, look, and you're absolutely correct. I'm not saying that tomorrow Talk Business and Politics is going to put on its, you know, rose-colored glasses and the world's going to be great. Yes.
What you're saying is don't obsess only.
Don't obsess. Just remember that, you know, it's that old saying, things are never as good as you think they are. They're never as bad as you think they are.
So I think what I'm getting out of here is perhaps because this happened when you were at the C-suite event, perhaps make sure you open yourself to find these people and these events that are doing good things.
Yes. And just be supportive and aware. And when you find yourself angry and wanting to snap off on Facebook or whatever, just, you know, take a breath. It's never as bad as you think it is, and it's never as good as you think it is.
Well, we have thought that Mercy was going to acquire Cooper Clinic. We talked about that 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's about to happen.
Looks like it is. We had Mercy put out a statement on Thursday saying that both boards of Cooper Clinic, boards of Mercy, have decided to move forward. The deal is not yet set, but this indicates that everyone has signed the usual, you know, offer acceptance type agreements, non-disclosure agreements, that type of thing. And I talked yesterday off the record to a few folks, and they all stressed independently that this does not mean that doctors are going to go away or that care is going to be diminished. It's just going to be a change in who those doctors and radiologists and other folks work for. And they also stress that it could actually bring in more because you won't, you won't have duplication, and you can have an organization that focuses more on improving care than on competition. Of course, we'll still have competition. You know, Sparks has its own hospital, its own clinic system, so they're competitors. And to that point, some of the folks that I've talked to on the Cooper and Mercy side have said, look, we think competition's great. We hope competition remains vibrant. We think it will. So for now, kind of maybe along the lines of how we started this, I'm optimistic that this will have a long-term positive for the region.
And more.
But we're still watching it. We're still watching it, though.
All right. And more optimism in the tourism ranks in Arkansas. Another record.
Yes, another record. And this was, this is a little bit of surprises. These are the first half of the year results. And the first 4 months of the year kind of started off, the trends were moving in a negative direction. But May and June really came around. And what this is, Kyle, just as a reminder, we look at, we measure hospitality collections from 17 Arkansas cities. We look at Arkansas's 2% statewide tourism tax. We look at tourism industry jobs. And so those three measures help us just, it's not really an index. It's, we just call it a ticker. It provides anyone, whether they're in the industry or outside the industry, just a quick glimpse of the health of the industry. And the hospitality tax revenue among the 17 cities was up almost 3%, which is almost a full percent above where it was at the end of April. The statewide tourism tax is up 4.3%, which was an increase over where it was in April. And the jobs, the average monthly jobs is up 1.29%. And it was down. It was a negative, just it was like 0.17% down at the end of April. So those three lines really recovered in the 2 months. And the June 2% tourism tax collected over $1.7 million. Not only is that a record, but that's the first time that tax is topped $1.7 million. So it was a pleasant surprise. I fully expected it to kind of show some negative numbers, those 2 months make a difference. And we'll see if that, like with a lot of the numbers we watch, we'll see if that was just a blip or if that continues. We talked to Monty McNulty with the Arkansas Hospitality Association. She says that they're working on some marketing efforts that will kick in 2018. They hope will bolster some of this momentum, but it will be very interesting to see how the back half of the year performs.
So people are still coming and spending money here, but what we do know is Amazon not going to be here.
I don't want to go.
Okay.
The dumbest thing I've ever seen a city and chamber do. I'm embarrassed for them. So you may explain that to your listeners later. I'm going to start using foul language.
Okay. All right. And man, look what I did in just the short amount of 8 minutes.
Yeah, I went from being rah-rah to you got to be kidding me.
All right. I'm going to let you go before I make you go to the scotch at, 11 in the morning. Michael,
that'd be a better time. So, yeah.
Hey, Michael, as always, thank you. Have a great weekend. Beat Auburn. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about all this, including the stupid stuff, at talkbusiness.net.
Thanks.